Okay, those in favor signify by saying aye or raising your right hand.
More than 100 people filled the Dilkon Chapter House on the Navajo Nation in northern Arizona recently to share their tales of car deals gone wrong. Most were elderly, and some drove 200 miles or more to attend. Eugene Price speaks Navajo and English into an echoing microphone. He says when he bought a new pickup truck in Flagstaff last year, he left his old truck on the lot. He thought he was making a trade. The car salesman told Price the dealership would pay off the rest of the loan on the old vehicle.
Glory be, we were on Sky 9.
But then the old lender started calling, demanding payments on the truck Price thought he had traded in. He didn't know that he had walked away from the dealership with two loans and one truck.
I kept telling them that we don't have the vehicle anymore.
Consumer rights attorney Veronica Fabian says this is a pretty common practice.
I would actually say that the thing that I think is the most egregious is the leading Navajo consumers to believing that they are trading in their vehicle when they are not.
Over the years, the Navajo Nation Human Rights Commission has received many complaints about unfair car sales practices in towns bordering the reservation. One often heard, a yo-yo sale. That's when the dealer lets the buyer take the car home before financing is approved. Then, when financing doesn't go through, the salesman gets the buyer to sign a contract the consumer cannot afford. The number of complaints about all kinds of deceptions has finally risen to the need for hearings. This is the first of three. Fabian has been working with Navajo clients and suing car dealers for 18 years.
Many Navajos speak English as a second language, if they speak English at all. And the laws in Arizona and New Mexico really hold you to what's in the contract. And a lot of Navajos just don't have the ability to understand it.
The Navajo Nation is so vast and remote, people have to have cars. Fabian says car dealers know this, and no Navajo car buyers must travel great distances to the dealership and don't want to leave the lot without a new car. Fabian spoke to the group gathered. She listed car dealers' tricks and tried to demystify the sales contract.
They'll charge you for theft guard, etch theft, paint warranties, all of these things. These are all the ways they make money, and none of those things you need. None of them.
Arizona is a so-called buyer beware state. Laws here protecting consumers are weak, according to the National Consumer Law Center. The same is true in many states, including Nevada, New Mexico, and Texas. California's laws are stronger. Still, the National Automobile Dealers Association has a code of ethics. The association refused to be interviewed for this story, but did provide a statement that says, "We do not believe there is any place for behavior that is unlawful and unfair to consumers." And much of this deceptive behavior may actually not be unlawful, as long as it's all written down in a contract. Many Navajos who come from an oral tradition place more value on spoken words than the written contract.
A lot of Navajos will trust what the other person is going to say.
Levon Henry is the former Attorney General of the Navajo Nation. Henry says a handshake means something to Navajos.
You know, they don't want to believe that the other person is going to lie to them.
Leonard Gorman is the executive director of the Navajo Nation Human Rights Commission. He calls the mistreatment of Navajos appalling.
If the human rights standard is that you freely understand, you freely consent to an arrangement, and you make that decision with the best information that you can digest, if that is the standard, we hear that there are multiple times that's been violated.
The commission is holding more hearings and plans to investigate any formal complaints filed. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.